Executive Director of Portland's excellent and wonderful IPRC, the Independent Publishing Resource Center. AM's got a new book out called Expecting Something Else. She'll read from that and maybe more. We'll see if we can get her to read like Harold read for us. And we'll talk, of course, about poetry and everything. So thanks for listening, folks. Support independent bookstores, independent reading series, and ta-da, independent radio.
Hey, where do you think you're going? It's 11 o'clock. This is KBOO.FM, or, you know, if you're still in the air, 90.7. It's straight up, and it's time for the Sudden Radio Project. Close your eyes, turn out the lights, and listen.
KBOO, in effort to bring balance to its airwaves, brings you a new host to the Sudden Radio Project this week. Let me introduce Tiffany.
With an I.
With an I.
Oh my god, hi. I'm Tiffany with an I, and welcome to the Sudden Radio Project. On with the show!
This is KBOO in Portland, in quotes.
Something is out there.
For God's sake, Jean, get a hold of yourself.
But I'm telling you, it's there. It's really there. Why don't you believe me?
Something more terrifying than any cinematic monster.
No! Please, God!
Something more fearsome than the most powerful alien invader.
Sometimes this thing appears brand new to us. Other times it seems like it's always been there. But one thing I know, it's never going away.
Something more diabolical than any mad doctor.
And we only know of one certain escape.
What's that?
Death!
Yeah! Something more deafening than the things that go bump in the night.
Oh my God! She was right! No!
There is one unshakable horror that haunts us all.
I can't face it, Jean. I can't!
But you must, John. You must!
Reality. The unavoidable terror that lurks in every basement, every house, every forest, every swamp, and every heart that still beats.
So you think there is some other way out, do you? Wrong again!
Reality. J.P. Sartre of the San Francisco Self-Examiner calls it utterly convincing. Pascal Blaise of ITTIA declares, many will criticize it, but no one will be unmoved. Reality. It's everywhere. It's inescapable, and everyone is talking about it.
You realize, darling, that we may never see each other again.
Yes. I've always loved you, John.
I've always loved you, too.
Reality. An experience so intense you'll think it's actually happening to you.
Jesus, where the fuck is me whiskey?
Get out of me, Road. I'm late for the job.
I ask ya, what's more important? Your old job curling old gossip's graying hairs or attending to your poor dear father's basic needs for survival?
Are you not the greatest shite in all County Galway?
Shite? Where in creation did you learn such appalling turns of phrase?
Christ, what a genius!
Oh, how about a wee dance, eh, Princess?
Get your hands off me, old lecher. Go bother them altar boys.
Oh, are you also dining in the morning?
It's the bloody afternoon, you lazy drunk.
Drunk? Now that's a total misname. Well, it's the wrong word. I am simply the finest what feckin' word do I mean?
Mother, this bastard you married won't leave me alone till he's had another bottle.
That's the ticket, girl. I've lost me flask and emptied the cask. When Irish thighs are parting, sure 'tis like I'll get some soon.
You're the most disgusting human being ever born. Except for me shitehead boyfriend.
In 45 years, I've never once been late for church, and here I am in desperate straits. Have you seen me bag?
Mary, darling, where's my whiskey?
Maybe I drank it. Kathleen, will you not drop me there on your way?
Oh, for the love of St. Patrick, Mother, it's not on me way. How can I ever hold down a job if I'm your
chauffeur, love. Now, I just need to find me bag and we can go now, can't we?
Stop! Nobody's listening. I said there's no whiskey in this house for a
connoisseur. Your fly's unzipped, by the way. But where's me bag?
Mother, I'm late already.
You can take your poor sainted mother to the church, I'm thinking.
Oh, of course I can. Sure, and mean Mrs. Meany won't mind if I'm late. I'll just tell her God fucked up our transportation system.
Perhaps I'll go as well and just nip on over to O'Brien's.
Better O'Brien's than bothering those poor little altar boys. Mrs. McCready told me that her Jimmy talks perpetually of suicide since the scandal about pedophilia hit the papers.
If there's a buggerin' in this town, it's Father Ryan as is doing it sure.
I have to have a coin for the collection. I don't see the attraction. I honestly don't.
Can you explain it to me? Here's me bag.
I'm not expert on the perverse practices of priests. Unless it's the freckles on their wee white thighs I'm thinking.
Are we waiting for the flood? Must I lose yet another job because of yous?
We're both coming.
I have to work so Father can piss away me paycheck at O'Brien's and you can dump me tips into the collection basket for that sod...
Sodomite, we're going to be late.
Sodomite priest and his
misanthropic. Actually, he's a misogynist, love. We're going to be late.
I just don't know why I go on living.
Here's me quid in me knickers. Fancy that.
So that's where you hide it.
You're giving the Catholic Church a quid every day.
It's for the troubles, love. You never look there anymore in me knickers, do you, Peter? Serves you right.
Why was I born?
Have you tried whiskey, Princess? As a matter of interest, seeing as I'm a bit of a
connoisseur. Well, I suppose in spite of these all shoes in the rain, I'll have to walk. While you talk about these important secular items. I may be late, but I'm not missing charge.
So, Kathleen, you finally realized life is a feckin' pile of shite. Well, that's why the good Lord has given us whiskey and white thighs to pull us through these hard times.
I'm leaving.
Stop at O'Brien's for me on your way home.
I'm not coming back. I'm moving north and joining the Protestants.
Oh, over my dead body you'll join the Protestants.
Since when did you care about religion? You haven't been to church since you started wanking your wee thing 100 years ago.
I'll lock you in your room and throw away the key.
You will. Maybe the answer's simpler than I thought. What's over there?
Where?
You're a drunk, randy, old goat bastard, and mother's a martyr in denial, and I'm never coming back. Mother, what's wrong? You look as though the world ended.
The World Cup championship is forfeit.
What?
Ireland had to forfeit to England because the train carrying the team derailed and fell into a bog. And some monster, the Loch Ness monster? Aye, there's the one. It ate the goalie, Billy McIntyre, and as well the coach, Tom Shannon. And worst of all, I don't know this'll break your hearts, as indeed it has mine, that darling striker, Timothy Marr.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. He was the greatest we ever had.
He had the tightest shorts, sure, and the handsomest thighs.
Sure, the good Lord has abandoned us like a rat off a precarious boat.
Sure he has. And what a cruel trick, considering that your knees are totally arthritic from the hard kneelers and your hands are all balled up from your finger in the rosary beads.
All we got now is the family.
Why, there's that.
Isn't life a pile of shite? Oh, something's digging into me thighs. Christ.
Whiskey.
Give us a drink.
It's a wee miracle.
It'll have to do.
Love you. Take care. A strang e November of o himlar gru ekens lönnens kronor tysta spret. Sen april, en vårdag, doft av jord, av liv. Björk och lind på nytt så svagt hörs
trass. Hello, my name's Horace.
Hello.
You're not in such a hurry today.
No, we got out of class early.
What class?
Macroeconomics.
Yuck.
I know.
So you're a business major?
Accounting.
Yuck.
I know.
If you don't like it, why are you doing it?
I have to be able to find a job.
Oh.
Well, I should go.
What's your name? My name's Horace.
Karen Foss.
Glad to meet you.
Thanks, me too.
I hope we can talk again.
You're always out here, aren't you?
Yes, the courtyard's my little paradise.
I should go.
Home to your family?
I have to pick up my daughter from daycare.
Well, I don't want to keep you late for that. See you tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Goodbye.
Servile Services. May I have your account number, please?
603-MLA-181.
Is this Tony?
Yes, it is.
How can I help you today?
I have a complaint.
Okay. What is the nature of your complaint?
Well, I just received my bill and...
Do you have a billing complaint?
Not exactly. I received my bill today and... Well, it's hard to explain.
I need to know the nature of your complaint so I can direct you to the appropriate complaint department.
There's more than one?
That's correct. Is there a particular complaint department you'd like to speak to?
Well, I have several complaints, actually.
Let me connect you to our multiple complaint department. Just a moment. Servile Services. May I have your account number, please?
Hey, I was just talking to you.
I'm sorry. That is not a valid account number.
It's me, Tony. You were supposed to transfer me to the Multiple Complaint Department.
You have reached the Multiple Complaint Department, sir, but I cannot assist you without a valid account number.
Okay, it's 603-MLA-181.
I'm sorry, sir, but that account is no longer active.
What? I gave you that same number 2 minutes ago and you didn't tell me that.
I'm sorry, sir, but our records indicate your account has expired. Would you like to reactivate your account?
How can you reactivate an account when it's still active?
I'll transfer you to reactivation. Just one moment.
Hey, wait, I don't want... God damn it. Come on, answer the freaking phone.
Thank you for calling Servile Services. May I have your account number, please?
You again?
I'm sorry, that is not a valid account number.
No, this is the third time I've spoken to you and the second time you've transferred me to yourself.
Have an account or would like to establish an account, I'll have to terminate your call.
Don't you dare hang up on me. I have a complaint.
I thought you said you had multiple complaints.
Aha, you do remember me.
I'm sorry, sir, but we have no patience with crank callers.
This is not a crank call, goddammit. You're the crank. That does it. I want to cancel my service.
I thought you said you had a complaint.
No, I don't. Not anymore. I'm sick of you people giving me the runaround every time I call. I'm through, do you hear me? Through. I want to cancel my account, and I want any outstanding balance refunded to me post-haste. Is that clear?
Let me transfer you to cancellations. Just one moment.
No, wait! All right, have it your way. If you think I'm gonna hang up this phone, you're sadly mistaken. Come on!
Thank you for calling Servile Services.
You again! I knew it!
May I have your account number, please?
603-MLA-181. I want to cancel my account and I don't want any more screwing around.
Now, sir, please calm down.
No! I completely and utterly refuse to be calm. I want to cancel, and I want to cancel right now. And I demand a refund for the, let me see, for the 22 days of service I already paid for. And if you give me any bullshit, I'm going to sic the police, the FBI, the IRS, and the Better Business Bureau on you. Is that crystal clear?
Are you threatening me, sir?
Yes, I am.
Let me connect you to our threat department.
What? Son of a bitch. Hello?
You again. I knew it.
What the?
I'm through, do you hear me? Through.
God damn it. This is not funny.
I'm going to sic the police, the FBI, the IRS, and the Better Business Bureau on you.
What the hell is going on? I want that woman back.
If you think I'm going to hang up this phone, you're sadly mistaken.
Jesus Christ. Shit.
Open up in there.
I'm on the phone.
This is the police, the FBI, the IRS, and the Better Business Bureau.
Thank God. Now you're in for it, bastards.
Thank you for calling Servile Services. May I have your account number, please?
What the hell?
I'm sorry. That is not a valid account number.
Jesus Christ, are you insane?
What is your account number, asshole?
It's 603, MLA-181.
I understand you want to cancel your account. Is that true?
I...
Yes or no?
Look, I...
You have until the count of three to answer me. Do you want to cancel your account? Yes or no?
Shit, this is crazy! What do you want from me?
One.
How do I know which choice won't get me killed?
Two.
Please, stop! I'll do anything!
Three.
No! No! I'll keep my account. I'll keep my account. Please. Please don't kill me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
That's what I thought. Your Servile Services account will be reactivated. You will be charged a reactivation fee, which will appear on your next billing statement. Thank you very much, Tony. It's been a pleasure to serve you. Have a nice day.
You have been invited to celebrate Disney's 100th anniversary with a 4-day, 3-night vacation stay in Anaheim, California.
I want it.
Plus 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I want it now.
All for only $99 per person.
I got 2 cars and I still want it.
Plus, for acting today, you will receive 2 complimentary kids under 18.
Nice.
3 kids.
Nice.
Congratulations.
I want to get wet.
Congratulations.
Thinking about going tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Such a good sales pitch.
Congratulations.
Bye.
Stop and smell the flowers.
Tomorrow.
They smell good.
Don't you ever do things you have to do?
You ever write a poem?
No.
No one understands mine.
Why?
I'm in the wrong space, I guess. I write all these wonders, and no one's a wonder with me.
I would read them some other time.
I'll read them to you, if you want.
I'd like to hear them, but really, I must go.
The flowers die in the fall, you know. And it's fall.
I know.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wordsworth, you must let it go.
How much further?
It's not a journey of space.
An overwhelming vision of Camille Pissarro.
Not time, either.
Her peasant woman.
She's a farmer's Madonna. 1880, wasn't it? Too young. Too young. Too colloquial. Too contemporary.
Familiar. You see how she rests the hand on her hip?
Peasant woman or Pissarro?
Jests at scars that never felt a wound.
Does she? Well, it's gone now, anyway. Stay on the walk, one misstep.
I know. Are you taking the role of guide?
No, decidedly not. I couldn't. Are you?
You know that won't work if we want to find the center.
We're in the center. We've always been.
Each petal we walk across falls into the water as our feet leave it. Sinks like leaden smoke.
How will we know when?
When we don't have to ask. There's a kind of white noise of thought.
The stillness. Solitude.
Screaming, hungry silence.
Are we there? Do I feel music?
Art grows sterile as it turns away from common humanity. Philosophy and solitude has no vision. Politics and religion won't succeed apart from mankind's needs.
That's Baha'i. Even that. Let it go.
The favor is complete. The argument fulfilled.
Let it go.
Peasant. Woman.
Pissarro.
Let it go.
The suggestions of water, the objects through it.
Impressions, without distinction, without sensory perception.
Trees are ghosts.
Songs in pictures without form. You could keep the sun from rising. From one side of the veil.
Have no fingerprints yet.
Not where, but here. What is here?
Do you have fingerprints?
No. Your features are becoming clearer, distinct.
There's a tear on your cheek. I can see the texture of your cheek. The pores of your skin are becoming more formed.
Your mouth moves. Are you talking?
I think so. Yes. Yes, are you?
We'd better go.
What about the victims?
No point, of course. Too late for them.
Help me up. What's your name?
Yevlina.
Sergei. Which way is the school?
That way. North. Look. Footprints.
It's true. We're true.
And flung their shadows upon the sun-bright walls.
Horace, aren't you cold?
Yeah.
This isn't exactly Florida. I mean, you need a blanket if you're going to stay out here.
Yeah.
I gotta...
Slow. You gotta slow.
I left class early because I'd rather...
Will you... listen to a poem?
Yes.
When?
Now.
You will?
I will. What was...
They're doing tests for the next space shuttle launch.
But what was that noise?
Maybe it was the veil across the sun?
What?
Maybe it was the sound of hopeful madness.
Are you okay?
Are they okay? The 8 astronauts? The 10,000 NASA technicians reaching up with them?
I'm lost. Isn't the shuttle in Florida?
You can hear it all around the world.
Horace, what are you talking about?
Flowers. Autumn. Grass. You know, in space, the smell is like torched steel. You know, it just takes a piece of foam 19 inches across to blow up your wing and then you stop flying and crash coming down? Or a cold morning and an O-ring that loses its flexibility, then you explode going up.
Is this the poem?
The poem is that anything, love, imagination, looking back to the beginning of the universe and out towards the end, the Hubble telescope?
I don't understand.
Then kiss me.
My God, kiss you? You're just a kid. I can't believe...
I've loved you from the first time you hurried by me. I know you like I know myself. Like I know the NASA website. Like I know this poem I wrote the first time I saw you. I do not know your name. I do not know your age. In one look, life. Journey Saturn's rings and around and back and down. And now, I do not know my name. I do not know my age. Instead, I know love.
I have to go.
You too?
I have to go.
Oh, I scared you off.
No.
Yes, I did. You know, they're not scared. They're going up again in May. There's a woman piloting it. They're not scared. They're going to reach out, Karen, even though they could blow up because of a lousy piece of rubber or foam. Do you know why?
The shuttle?
What do you think? Anyone?
Because they're stupid, and they're crazy, and brave.
Yes, because they're alive. Don't walk away, Karen.
Goodbye, Horace.
It's cold out here.
Goodbye.
Oh, there are so many things that can go wrong.
Hello, folks. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
Yes, just fine.
Welcome to Family Mart. I'm Steve. Can I help you select a spouse or choose a child today?
We're looking for a wife for our son here.
Well, you've come to the right place. I've got a plethora of partners to choose from. What did you have in mind?
He'd like something simple and practical. Looks aren't that important.
Mom! Sturdy and well-built, also. And at a fair price, of course.
And she's gotta have a nice rack.
Jeremy!
And a nice, tight, round...
Stop it!
That's quite enough, son.
This place is lame. I told you I wanted to go to Babe Emporium.
Out of the question.
No son of mine will be caught dead with a wife from that immoral, puerile, ungodly blasphemy of a place. Do you hear me? What if you got in a sweet, wholesome, stay-at-home type?
Well, we have some exciting new models from our Girl Next Door line. I believe there's one on display right over here that might interest you. Ah, yes. Allow me to introduce Molly McGrew.
Hi! My name is Molly, and I'm a simple, down-to-earth kind of gal. I like to dress simply and sensibly. I enjoy simple activities like watching television, going to church, and cooking simple dishes. Macaroni and cheese is my specialty, and I just adore children! You can get up to 20% off of each child with a Family Mart parent package. Ask your matchmaker for details.
Please, just shoot me now.
She's perfect!
Well, we should still shop around, dear, just in case. How much does this one go for, Steve?
Just $35,000.
Not too bad.
Does she give good head?
Jeremy!
What's gotten into you?
Will she take it from behind?
Stop! This instant!
You impertinent, disrespectful brat! This is just a big joke to you, isn't it?
It sure is a joke, and I refuse to be the butt of it. Let me out of here.
Listen to me, you good-for-nothing lazy bum. Your mother and I have done everything we could to set you straight. Your own apartment.
Until you got evicted.
Your own car.
Until you totaled it.
A free trip to college.
Until you flunked out.
Your own record store.
We only sold CDs.
Wrong. You didn't sell anything because you couldn't be bothered to do any work, could you? No, that's beneath your dignity, isn't it? Well, this is your last chance, my prodigal son. This is the last handout. But I suppose you're going to blow it again, aren't you? Fine, but not before I sink your little dream boat. Steve, what would you recommend to a ragamuffin 20-something with too much money and too few brains?
Well, I have to confess, Babe Emporium has a corner on that market. As the name Family Mart implies, we have a strong belief in family values. But if you want something a little... on the wild side, may I suggest Miss Bethany Sears.
What up, hot stuff? I dig guys in baggy pants, backwards baseball caps, and designer t-shirts. The mall is my hall of fame, and when I party, I've got no shame. As long as you're buying, that is. So hang on tight, and we'll do it all night, baby.
Oh my God.
Don't tell me you actually like this floozy.
I love her. Mom, Dad, please. I'll do anything, anything. I'll change, I promise. I'll take that job at the shop you've always offered me. I'll clean my room, for God's sake. I'll quit being such an asshole.
Will you stop using profanity?
I mean, heck yeah.
I wouldn't get your hopes or anything else up, son. How much, Steve?
A mere 800 grand.
What?
That's outrageous.
I can't afford that.
Exactly. And neither can we. She's out of your league, son. Way out. You're just a plain, ordinary, run-of-the-mill young person destined to live a plain, ordinary, run-of-the-mill life. I love you, Jeremy, but sooner or later you've got to realize that. Am I right, Steve?
I hate to break it to you, kid, but you're not a player. You're better off with a homebody. Trust me. I gave my little brother one like her for Christmas 3 years ago, and he's been happy as a clam ever since. And by the way, we could add some options that'll put the tiger in her tank. Nudge, nudge, you know what I mean?
We only want what's best for you, son.
You're welcome to take her on a test date if you like.
Excellent idea.
She could come out for lunch with us after church on Sunday.
In that case, I suggest you wait until next week. It takes about 5 days for them to adjust after we remove them from the cryogenic chamber.
Fair enough. Are you game, Jeremy?
Do I have a choice?
Your opinion on the matter will be taken into consideration.
Oh, all right. I'll go out with her.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Oh my, I think I'm going to cry.
There, there. It's quite all right, dear. Do you need anything more, Steve?
I'll just need a deposit from you when you pick her up next Sunday. We'll have her ready by noon. Thank you so much for shopping at Family Mart, and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, you! Can I get some help here, please? Excuse me! Excuse me!
Hi. Welcome to Family Mart. My name is...
Look, you can skip the charming sales guy act, okay? I know where I'm at, all right? I read the sign.
What can I do for you?
I want to return this damn kid. He's defective.
Oh, really? What's wrong with him?
He cries all the time and he keeps shitting and pissing himself.
He just did it again, honey.
We'll change him then, Einstein.
But you told me not to buy any diapers because we were going to return him.
Aren't I doing that right now?
Yeah, well...
Then shut your hole for a minute and we'll be done with it, okay? Jesus.
Do you have a receipt?
No, I do not. And don't even start to tell me I have to have it, or so help me God, I'll...
Now, just relax. I only asked for the receipt in order to expedite the return process. Is the child in good condition? No broken bones, bruises, or other physical injuries?
No. As much as I wanted to pummel the little shit, I didn't.
How kind of you. Is the child in good health?
If you were a germ, would you want to listen to that racket? He's fine.
Glad to hear it. Sir, could you bring the child here for a moment? There should be a barcode on the left heel. Thank you. Unfortunately, this child was a clearance item, so I'm afraid I can only give you in-store credit.
You mean I can't get my money back?
I'm afraid not.
I told you so.
Shut up, motor mouth.
I said, they won't give you a refund because it's on clearance. I told you that when we bought him, but did you listen to me? No.
Excuse me? Did I ask for your opinion?
Of course not, because you already know everything.
Don't you start with me.
Don't you boss me around. I'm not your servant, okay? I want to be treated with dignity and respect once in a while, okay?
I'm warning you.
You expect everyone to bow to your every whim, no matter how idiotic. And I'm tired of watching the same sad charade played out over and over again.
Hey, sales dude, can I return him too?
What?
I think I actually have the receipt for him here.
No, hold on just a minute.
Shut your yap, Mr. Merchandise. I need you like I need a hole in my head. I'm not sure which is worse, the kid's wailing or your whining.
May I have your credit card for a moment, please, ma'am? Thank you.
You can't do that. I'm out of the box. You can't put me back in.
Merchandise assistance to register one, please.
This is bullshit! I'm a free man!
I'm afraid you're merely an inexpensive man, my friend. Better luck next time. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama says you must be returned.
Damn, if I'd had one of those things, I might have kept the little fart.
I'm sorry, but it's not for sale and is for professional use only. Here's your card and your in-store credit, too, which is valid for 2 years at any Family Mart store or FamilyMart.com. Thank you, and have a lovely day.
Thanks. Gee, I feel kind of lonely all of a sudden.
Well, you're welcome to take a look around if you're interested in starting another family. But if you're just needing some companionship, I suggest you visit Rent-A-Friend. It's at the other end of the mall next to the pet recycler.
That's not a bad idea. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Stevie, you paged?
Yeah, I got some returns. The kid and the guy there. Probably have to send them to the family outlet or scrap them. Obsolete models.
Yeah, don't look collectible either. Strip them for parts, most likely. Oh, by the way, something came in for you today. Check it out.
Hello, Stevie.
Father?
Please call me Dad.
Sure. Dad?
Pretty cool, huh? He's still a little woozy from the old snoozy, but you could probably take him home tomorrow once I get him whooped into shape.
Right on, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Eh, no problem. And hey, congratulations. Hey, Pops, could you make yourself useful and help me haul this stiff to the dock? Thanks.
Thank you.
You're awfully quiet tonight. Something on your mind?
I can't move on. I don't know what to do or what to think. I'm stuck on the one day, last Monday, when everything was different. And even though, as you know, I'm not naive, there doesn't seem a way for me to understand how my cynicism has been realized.
Wow. Didn't expect that. I just thought you might be tired.
Well, you asked. I just can't seem to take myself out of the mess. I can't seem, well, to put it bluntly, how the hell can people function? I mean, our friends, our close friends. I don't know. It's like a wall full of big roses from an old house. They're supposed to be semi-invisible wallpaper, but you can't ignore them.
You have to function, Miriam. We have to do our normal routines. We have to work inside the everyday routines. That's part of protesting. You, of all people, should be able to get to some level of objectivity. That's your gift, isn't it?
I can't. I just...
Maybe the Shostakovich concert will take you out of it. Music transports, especially you. The violin concerto in particular. If that doesn't get you, Jesus, what could?
Hey, try not to hit the nun.
It would serve her right. Fetishistic cult. Even though she's not evangelical, she's in part to blame for the goddamn swing into Puritan blindness.
Don't start. Haven't I heard this speech before? We're almost there. We don't have the time for your full unabridged diatribe. Pull into a parking lot tonight, will you? I don't have the patience to drive all over looking for a space and then walk 50 blocks to the concert. It might be raining when we come out, and I don't want this outfit to be ruined.
Okay, I will. Just this once. After all, we are on a kind of... What are you doing? Crying? Miriam, don't let it get to you this way, honey. We've gone through this kind of shit before. We love each other. Nothing else is that important. We can...
Watch where you're going.
We've had to fight the good fight at some point every decade we've been together.
I'm so tired of fighting, Raquel. It's a never-ending limbo. I just want to live my life in our safe home, doing our life's work, without having to second-guess what I say and how I act and who I'm with and what they think and where we are, and I don't want to pay for bombs and it's just too long we've been doing it, and now it's too goddamn much.
Struggle is the history of the planet. Shostakovich, for example, was dodging Stalin's gallows most of his life. He wanted to be a good party member. He lived in complete fear through the 1950s, and he was one of the world's greatest 20th century composers. Who are we? Two artsy dykes from Nowheresville. Think about what we have now that we didn't have even 30 years ago.
It's little more than a Boston marriage at the end of the 19th century. You know, what's her name down the street with the minivan?
Gloria?
Yeah, Gloria. She calls you my roommate.
Well, she's old, honey. She doesn't know what to say. She's not against us, just out of touch.
There's always some excuse for the world not to respect me. We seem to live our lives justifying other people's hate and bigotry. Wouldn't it be grand just once to have some straight white guy from Eastern Oregon treat you like $1 million because he respects you?
Dreamer.
Do you know what they said to me, Raquel? To us? 57% of them said, "We hate you." They may refute that, but essentially that's what they said to us. They said, "You're not the same as we are, and we hate you for it."
It's the plight of the minority in this country. It's just closed-minded business as usual.
Shouldn't we be there by now? It's getting late.
The dominant culture always wants to assimilate everyone who isn't part of their culture. They feel threatened by us.
How the fuck can they be threatened by us? The majority is threatened by the minor minority?
They're insecure. That's why they believe what they hear from the pulpit. Sheep, get it? Don't think for themselves. Listen to some shit-winded asshole to tell them how they feel. Religion and advertising trade on that indecisiveness. They're the same. People don't think until they are told what to think. It's a blanket statement, but it's true. That's why religion, advertising, and TV are the three greatest evils of the 20th century. They work together to keep people from making their own decisions.
I've heard this one. It's a long lecture, and you sound like John again. Aren't we almost there? We're going to be late for the concert. I feel as if we've come down this street before.
I didn't want to tell you.
What?
We have. I've been driving around in circles for what I think is a half an hour, but the clock on the dash stopped. I don't think we're in real time anymore.
Do you have any idea what you're saying? You sound like a fucking wingnut.
It's true, Miriam. We're in some kind of a loop. I'm driving and turning, but we're not going anywhere.
You're insane.
Look out the window at the cars next to you. They're not complete. They look like cars with people in them, and so do the buildings. But they're more like rough sketches for buildings, cars, lights, etc.
It's true. I can't quite make out the driver. This is freaking me out, Raquel. Didn't you notice this was happening?
I didn't want to freak you out the way you are now. I thought it would just, I don't know, go away.
When did you notice it was happening?
Back at Devon Street. I didn't know whether to go down Cinch Side Street or Addition Street. So I ended up on Cinch Side because I didn't make a decision.
Well, that's symbolic. Hey, that's it. We have to make a decision to get out of this. I'll bet it's a kind of test to see what we're made of.
Okay, sure, fine. Okay, that's good, great. Good idea, fine. What?
Suppose the discussion we were having led us to an impasse.
It did. It has.
Perhaps the world matched that impasse, waiting for us to make a decision.
The arrogance, the ego you have. The world went into a video loop because you and I don't know what to do next about the fascists in the White House and then the hate in our own neighborhood.
Right. It's waiting for us to take action.
Do you want me to repeat what you say so you can hear how crack-brained it sounds? You've had some screwy ideas in your day, but the world on pause has to be the topper.
Okay, smartass. Pull over. See? I knew it. Maybe I'm not right, but surely there must be something related to what I'm saying, or you would have control of the car and your destiny. See what I'm saying? We could hypothesize that the world does seem the same after all that's happened, but it isn't progressing. This is just like a hyper-reality of that same situation. You see how we could go through life thinking that all the background materials, those we keep in our peripheral vision, look the same, but after November 3rd are really different, even if the conventions appear not to have changed.
I understand your argument, but to leap from that example to this is... I'm waiting for Rod Serling to tell me that it's just a story and the world we know is okay.
It's life, Raquel.
I'm scared now, Miriam.
It's our everyday life, magnified. We have to talk about it, discuss the situation with hope and ideas, and then make an informed decision about what we will do next before we get out of this loop.
No Shostakovich, I guess.
No concert, I guess, but I think the CD is in the glove box. Here, maybe this will help.
I'm scared.
Then think, Raquel. Think. Think hard. What are we going to do next? Next. 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 Next.
Cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the area code and the number.
219-59-8821.
Error. We're sorry.
219-59-8821.
Error. We're sorry.
This is James Earl Jones.
Sorry.
Verizon no longer thinks residential customers are worth it.
We're sorry. Please check the area code and the number and try your call.
Thank you.
Okay.
KBOO Portland.
Thank you for listening to the Sudden Radio Project on KBOO. Contributors this month include
Stephanie Wickman.
James Lawrence. Debbie Hunter.
Tiffany.
With an I.
Yes, with an I. I've got a great idea. How about I, would you mind if I finished reading the rest of the credits?
Like, sure. Okay.
Okay, great. So there was Connor Kearns, John Severn, Heather Andrews, Clinton Christian, Todd Greblow, Marie Groshens, and you, Tiffany.
With an I.
With an I.
Be sure to listen every Monday night on KBOO from 11 to midnight for great radio theater.
Also, be sure to tune in next month for a special Sudden Radio Project, live from Carnegie Hall.
Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
They say, and who in the world are they? As I go crawling into the studio, so I can be here now with another edition of that wacky cha-cha. It's the tongue-in-cheeky Cha-Cha Club. Of course it is. It's that wacky Cha-Cha Club. Or the tacky Cha-Cha Club. Or the kishy Cha-Cha Club. Or the kitty guy. That knock-down, drag-out, whacked-out, blacked-out, tacked-out, racked-out, racked-out, racked-out. All right. I flipped the coin, and it was heads and tails at the same time. It landed on its side. Believe it or not, you're listening to the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.